Cardinal Law's resignation on Friday came after nearly a year of news in Boston in which the clergy looked more and more like predators and less like prelates. Yet despite growing public anger, it wasn't until a group of Boston priests signed a petition asking for Law's departure that the Vatican acceded and Law stepped down. Writer Paul Wilkes is involved in church reform. In his eyes, the credit for this move comes down to the efforts of one man, Father Walter Kunin.
Father Walter Kunin is a Boston priest, and like many Boston priests, he was infuriated at wave after wave of sordid tales of clerical sexual abuse, and the hierarchy looking the other way. But Walter, as he asked his parishioners to call him, just didn't vent his growing rage privately. He went public, in the pulpit each weekend, in the church bulletin. At first he used words like difficult and sad and ineffectual. But then the words became outrage and something from the Dark Ages. He encouraged parishioners to, in his words, reform and renew our church. And he moved on a parallel track to organize his fellow priests. Father Kunin was admired by some and vilified by others, but week after week he was there, leading the willing, encouraging the reluctant. Although Kunin had been trained in Rome, was considered an outstanding pastor, and had traveled extensively with Cardinal Law, by early December the cardinal had had enough of him. The Boston Priest Forum, the group Father Kunin had helped found, was about to meet to discuss what priests knew to be the idiocy of collecting money for a $300 million fund, just as the Archdiocese was talking about bankruptcy. The Cardinal declared there would be no more such citywide meetings at Father Kunin's church. Abuse and bankruptcy and double talk, priests and parishioners in Boston knew these well. But the virtual house arrest of a prominent and popular priest like Father Kunin inflamed them. The cardinal's heavy hand put Boston Catholics over the edge. Hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets and marched last Sunday in front of Boston's cathedral. Father Kunin defied the cardinal's orders and held his meeting. And out of it came the letter that 58 priests would sign, asking for Cardinal Law's resignation. The ban had been their lunch counter, and they sat down. That letter was considered to be the turning point at the Vatican. When so many priests vote no confidence, you can't simply fire them. Now that the cardinal has resigned, there is word in Boston that people in other parishes are asking why their pastors didn't also sign the letter. No, it was only those, and will always be, a group of brave priests that may come to be known in American Catholic Church history as the Boston 58. Father Walter Kunin's name is among them, listed in proper alphabetical order. But his fellow priests and members of his parish know, he is first among equals.
Paul Wilkes is project director for the Pastoral Summit, an initiative for local church excellence.